Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is a show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean. And how many more days to Halloween?
I don't actually know. Six more days till Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Six more days till Halloween, Silver Shamrock.
All right, good.
There you go.
Yeah, as of the
don't actually know how many days till Halloween we have.
As of the time of this recording, we're, you know, we're kind of running a bit behind this week. Yeah, I don't know, man. Halloween's coming. And we bought some Doom Zones.
Yes, we did.
And we're very happy with them.
Are you doing an Obama impression?
I figured I'm just going to go full Obama for a while.
Oh, okay.
Just going to do that.
You know, whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, as we record this, you know, we're a couple days out from Halloween. Tomorrow, we're actually going to be going.
It's not Halloween.
It's not Halloween, but we're going to go see some wrestling.
Yes.
So we'll be able to talk about that next time we record. Because we were going to tape like two episodes, but I'm kind of tired.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can handle doing two episodes tonight.
And not only that. We are going to dress up for this wrestling show.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
at least that's the plan.
That's the plan. Why? Well, do you think it's going to change?
I have no idea.
I
don't know.
I'm kind of committed at this point.
I know you bought some stuff.
I bought the stuff. So, I mean, I'm going as gold dust. I guess that's what's going to happen.
I'm supposed to be Marlena.
Yes.
So that's the idea. We will see. I'm not wearing a wig, though.
So. You can do whatever you want.
So brown hair it is.
I'm going as because my version of gold dust, because obviously I do not have blonde hair.
No.
I am not bleaching my hair.
No.
For said event. But I am going to wear a number of accoutrements that are gold dust related. I think we still need to get some sweatpants or joggers.
Yeah, we'll get you some pants. We'll go tomorrow.
Probably go tomorrow. Go to an Old Navy and see what we could dig up. But yeah, I got a gold kind of shirt, you know, and I got some face paint, and I got
a jacket.
I got this jacket I bought from not Party City,
Halloween store,
the Spirit store, just sitting there, and somehow it actually matches the golden shirt.
Yeah,
and
shiny gold sleeves.
So I figure if I get something like black joggers or black, some sort of colored, you know, some sort of black, white, or gold joggers, I'll be able to be like gold dust on the track team.
Yeah.
You know, because Jen's going to paint my face.
I am. I'm going to try anyway.
I feel you have. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah. I just need you to tell me, like, find a picture online and be like, this is the one. I mean, I already watched that YouTube video of Gold Dust doing his own face.
Yeah, I'm not going to go like that. I think I'm just going to...
No, but I get the idea.
Yeah, I think I'm just trying to go as much of a basic Gold Dust as I could.
Mm-hmm.
Only because it's a lot of work, what some of the stuff that he does, you know?
Oh, yeah. No,
and obviously, he's also had the experience of doing it for... Jesus Christ.
He's done it for a long time. So for
25 years?
Yeah. For him, it's not difficult. I mean, I paint my face every fucking day with makeup, but I don't typically do it to other people. So we're going to see how this goes.
Yeah. So we'll give it a shot. It's fine. Yeah. Whatever. It's Halloween. It's not like I'm doing this for like a kid's party or something.
Right.
You know, it's not like I'm being paid. It's like, Sean, we need you to impersonate Gold Dust. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, no. Well, just find a...
I mean, Gold is going to wear glasses. I don't know.
Hey, you got to see.
I got to see. I don't have contacts. I hate contacts.
And I'm going to be a brown-haired Marlena, so what are you going to do?
And you're not going to have a cigar.
No, I mean, unless we stop and buy a fake one, but...
Yeah, but that's the thing, because then you're stuck with fake cigars.
Then I got to carry it around all day.
Yeah, and then you got to be like, people are going to be like, where's your cigar? And it's like, I don't want to fucking carry it.
Be like, I quit. I quit smoking. It's bad for you.
My husband's on the track team.
Yeah, he's running. You know, we're trying to do this together.
I'm still wearing my dress.
Yeah, I'm still wearing gold.
I'm in support of him, but
bask in the gloriousness of the gold.
I gave up, you know,
quit smoking.
I gave up red meat.
Unless I find like a bubblegum baby cigar.
You can go to, what is it? Well, maybe
an actual Party City.
Well, that and also, or you can go to I want my blanket on it. That stupid store, the Rocket Fizz.
Yeah, but where the fuck's a Rocket Fizz?
Yeah, I know there's a Estes Park.
Oh yes, let's drive to Estes Park tomorrow
for a bubblegum cigar. Or
I'm sure I can get one at Party City.
Okay.
Or maybe even like Michael's.
Excuse me. Do you have a bubblegum cigar?
Right. Like, where would you get a bubblegum cigar?
Well, nonetheless, though, we are going to give that a shot and go see Lucha Libre and Laughs.
Yep.
So we'll get to talk about that on the way back, I guess, next week. Well, because we're actually releasing on Halloween.
Yay.
I already have a book picked out. We're gonna do a Night Stalkers book because it's Halloween and it's appropriate.
Yay.
So, yeah, exciting. I guess real quick, because you were trying to figure out, like, we talked about our movie adventure. You know, we talked about the Joker. I mean, there's really wasn't that much else that was going on between then and now. But you did bring up about my wrestling game.
Oh, yeah. That's been the thing that has consumed the internet this week.
At least definitely for wrestling fans.
Definitely for wrestling fans. And everybody knows I love a good old disaster. a disaster where no one gets hurt. It's my favorite thing. Much like the Jeremy Renner app, which, just a side note, I liked when my Jeremy Renner hatred had no basis in reality.
Yeah, right.
And now that we know he is a spousal abuser, I'm like, oh, my hatred is justified, but I really just liked it when it was irrational.
Yeah, now he stinks.
I'd rather just have him be like a normal guy that I just irrationally hate instead of, you know, an abuser. But anyway, so the Jeremy Renner app is one of my favorite things as we watch that implode. And then, of course, this fucking WWE 2K, whatever.
WWE 2K20.
Yeah, what the fuck? That's a disaster.
I don't understand. See, every year, I always go through the same thing.
The fucking goddamn game.
Yeah, because I'm always like, game, game, game. And
so
then
here's
the
thing. Let me explain Sean's thing with this fucking wrestling game. Every year, he has to buy the wrestling game. And every year, he bitches about how terrible it is. And every year, the only thing he does with it is create guys, make them wrestle, and then never touch it again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You don't play career mode.
Mm-mm.
You don't really care about playing this wrestler or that wrestler.
I'll do exhibition matches.
Yeah, but you just really go in there and just like painstakingly for hours make like G.I. Joes.
Mm-hmm.
And then make them wrestle each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then you never touch the fucking game again.
Well, yeah.
You're done with it by like January.
I'm done with it. Usually I'm done with it once the final DLC comes out.
Yeah.
So once I can get my hands on all the guys and all the parts, and then that's it. And then I'm kind of like,
I don't understand why you buy it every year. It doesn't change that much.
Well, I didn't buy it last year.
Okay. Well, why you must possess it for a year. Because it doesn't change, and then you're doing the same thing over and over again. But this year, I really think you should not purchase this game.
I'm trying not to.
Because it has been an absolute dick day.
I'm trying to see if it falls off the back of a truck for me. But yeah, but it's...
Sean's got a
guy. Well, it's a dick dance because So the company, 2K, you know, just trying to put this game together every year. And usually they have something to show for it, like around E3, you know,
yeah.
June or, you know, over the summer. That wasn't the case this year, and they didn't really drop any sort of footage until maybe like a month ago.
That's always a bad sign.
And that's a bad sign, and so people are always like, oh, so what's going on? And the thing this year was that Yuke's, the developers, I confused my video game because there's publishers and there's developers.
Yeah, I don't really know.
So, but the developers, the developer team Yuke's, is a team that's been with the WWE for a very long time. They bounced, but they've had a very big influence on wrestling games for a very long time, especially WWE games, and creating like the engine by which things run. Well, they decided to
fuck this.
To say fuck this. And now there's a new team in place, or they had to put together like a team that basically had to work through whatever was left. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the people that were working through it are just not experienced enough. So this game that came out is fucked up beyond recognition. It is FUBAR.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, is that it's running on an extremely old engine that they have not updated in many, many years. So it's weird and it's buggy. And of course, the people who know how to work within that system are gone.
Yeah. And you know what? And that's whoever makes those decisions, that's their fault.
Of course it is.
Because
they've known this is a problem for a while.
The thing is, the big knock on the games, and it's just unfortunate considering it's such a viable brand, you know, because wrestling games, like, this is, for a lot of us, like, this has been it. You know, I mean, there's been an Impact game. There's been some other games.
Well, there's that New Japan game that I bought you last year.
There's a New Japan game, but, you know, it's, and you know, now, I mean, yeah, it's a, that game's fine. It doesn't do as much for me as
the, I know it's still in the packaging.
No, I played it.
You played it when?
I don't know. You weren't here.
Oh, okay.
I played it.
Uh-huh.
Joe was very adamant. Should I give Joe and Lauren a shout out?
Sure.
They got engaged.
Yay!
Former friend of the show and former co-host. I mean, I guess he's technically still is my co-host of I Could Talk Kayfabe.
Yay!
Joe Todaro and his lovely fiance Lauren
got engaged.
They got engaged. So
congratulations to them.
I don't think I'm spilling the beans. I think they
no, it's on media, Instagram. So. No, it's fine.
But yeah, he was telling me how great that game was, and I was like, okay. And I played it a few times. There's something about that style, the way that game plays.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very basic way, but and it's a way that a lot of Japanese games, like the Fire Pro series and stuff like that, how those have played for years. I don't like that system.
Mm.
To be honest, and I think a lot of people are in agreement that the best way to play wrestling games, at least for people that grew up in the time that we did, is the No Mercy, NWO, WCW Revenge, whatever, you know, type of engine. And that's the anticipation is that AEW is going to have a game like that at some point, because guys like Kenny Omega are very invested in the video game, you know, in, you know, right, scene and stuff like that. So it's possible that that's where Yuke's might go and they might help create something like that. But that being said, it's just, it sucks that the game is so buggy. Cause I mean, you could just look up WWE Q2K20 glitches and you'll see some of the funniest.
All over Twitter, basically.
It's hard to describe a lot of them, but it's really ridiculous. Like, I watched that one you sent me today.
Oh yeah, did you watch that?
It's just guys fighting in midair.
Yeah, it's so weird. And like, this one guy, they're outside the ring, and when they're by the ring, they're moving normally, and then he walks up the ramp a little bit where there's one guy who looks like he's having a seizure. I don't know. He's like being slammed by an invisible opponent.
Uh-huh.
And as he walks up the ramp, he does that like weird duck walk.
Yeah, everybody's been doing that duck walk.
Squat, and then he walks back down and he walks normal again. And I'm just like,
everybody's been
happening?
Doing it. All these glitches have been showing these guys, people doing these duck walks to the point where the one wrestler, Dakota Kai, who's in NXT, she was. There's a clip where she was just doing the duck walk, and then she ended up doing it on social media and like in real life.
Yeah,
and people are thinking that's pretty funny.
It is funny.
It's funny, but it's saying there's just, you know, but there's also like just these weird graphical things where people, like, the faces are all messed up and
yeah, or like their hair is floating beside their head,
floating,
their legs are not even there most of sometimes. Like,
yeah,
it's like
just awful.
I
like
love a shit show.
David Lynch. Fucking nightmare
it
shit.
It really is. It's very Lynchian.
It's very, yeah, it's very, very much David, very much a David WWE, David Lynch's WWE 2K20.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you. I love a fucking shit show.
It is a shit show.
Where no one's getting hurt. That's what's so great about it.
Well, the thing is, like,
no one's getting hurt.
You say
it's just a game.
nobody's getting hurt because like the gamer, like the people that do this game are just kind of like, okay. You know, like they're
I mean, what I mean by like nobody's getting hurt. It's not like, you know, the shit show that is our country right now where literal people are being slaughtered in Syria. You know, like that, that's not a, the shit show I like. I like a shit show where literally no one is going to die at the end of the day. It's just a fucking mess. And let's all sit back and watch.
It's also a dumb video game.
Yeah. And it's also a dumb video game. No one's getting hurt. It's
video
cool.
games are dumb.
This is dumb, but we love it anyway.
But yeah, no, I'm, but I'm hoping to see if I can get myself a free copy, if not discounted in some way, because I really don't want to have to pay full price for this thing.
Yeah, if you
but
buy,
I want to play, but I want to play it.
I just want to put this out there: if you buy that thing
at
full price, not if you find it for like $20 or whatever, but if you buy that thing for $60 after I've told you not to, I don't want to hear you bitch about it.
Rightfully so.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
Fair enough.
I'm not. I'm, yeah,
if
but
you
I'm
buy
not...
it on sale. Whatever.
No, I'm not going to do it.
If you spend $60 on this fucking shit show of a game, I do not want to hear you, bitch.
No, I think the last time I bought the game, I bought it
on Black Friday.
On Black Friday.
Yeah, for like $20 or something ridiculous at Best Buy. Yeah, if you find it for like that, I'm not going to yell at you. But like, if you spend 60 hard-earned dollars on this, what you know is a shit show, I don't want to hear it.
No, fair enough.
Okay.
Well, also to the thing
that out there,
the last thing I want to say about this is like they changed the game engine, like the way the play control and stuff like that, the way that you do things in such a way, you know, they've tweaked it. I don't think it's tweaked that much, but there's certain things that are just not. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I haven't played it yet, so I don't know if I'll actually like it. Maybe I'll enjoy it. Maybe it'll be better. But there's certain things that are not. Like, I don't want them messing with that stuff, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm like, just don't. Just leave it. Just leave it. Or, you know, just make it, you know. Because it's always, like, a thing where they always want to make make the game. Like, it's like, we want people just to pick up and play. I'm like, no. What you should do is make the game for the people that want to just sit there and just play, like, Madden. And that are fucking serious about it. Because those are the people that buy this game every year. You know? And you know what? If a mother wants to buy it for their 10-year-old kid that has a PS4 and they can't figure it out, then fuck them.
Oh, they can figure it out.
They will figure it out. Act like it's like, well, we just want to make sure the kids can play and the parents. I'm like, fuck the kids.
The kids
fuck
are
going
to be way better at adapting to any control
fuck everybody.
Than the people, than the adults.
Fuck video games.
Yeah, don't worry about the kids.
Fuck everything. Just give me my game.
John Sofel.
Give me a studio. Wrestling a TV studio background so I could put together a viable TV show in universe mode, which you never let me do. I don't want to wrestle in hell. Or
why not? I do.
It's too big.
What, hell?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Hell is too big. I don't want to wrestle in hell. I don't want a hell arena.
I want a hell
TV arena.
I agree with you with TV arena, but I...
You know, I'll make a compromise. Make a TV arena, but then set it on fire.
and have everybody in the
audience be on fire because they're in hell.
I accept.
And have the announcers be on fire, but you just wrestle in that ring.
Fair.
But if you want, you can extinguish the flames. You can have a regular TV studio.
Yeah, sure.
I want that. I want like 3 rows of audience. I just want some fucking
walls. You just
want
it to be like NWA Power?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
I see.
Even less, I want it to be like any wrestling television show from the fucking 70s. I just want it nice and fucking tight. You know, I want the ring. I don't want to ramp to the ring. I just want the people to be like, I'm doing a kind of a promo, and then I'll go walk over to the ring, and it's like waist level, you know.
Are people duck walking?
You could duck walk. I mean, yeah. You know, maybe that'll be a move next year. You know, I don't know. I just, because it's just my opinion. I feel like the game is for fucking babies now because they want to make it. It's like, hey, check out this fucking cool, scary, weird shit. And I'm like, you know what? That's what community creations are for. If somebody wants to make their fucking weird, creepy monster guy, just give us the parts. We'll make them on our own. If we want to download them, we want to download them. I don't want to fucking have to sit there and have that take up slots in my game, which can be used for actual wrestlers. You could make a DLC of old school shit and just let me have it, play my game in the dark like a monster.
Counterpoint. Everything should always be creepy and spooky. So I am 100% for creepy and spooky.
I get it.
And that makes me happy. I'm like, ooh, you can play in hell? Great. Sign me up.
I want Hell's TV studio. I want also guarantee that I can throw somebody into lava. I don't know if you can do that.
Well, I mean, you have to be able to, if you're going to put hell in here, you have to be able to do cool shit, like burn people alive in lava.
Yeah.
And if that is impossible, then this game truly is for babies.
For babies.
Like, if I can't throw my opponent into lava and watch him, like, become a skeleton, then I don't
care. I hope when you throw him into lava, they do the Terminator thumbs up as they sink.
That'd be great.
Just doesn't matter who it is.
It doesn't matter who it is.
He's on the Big Show and he's just like,
Everybody does the Terminator's thumbs up. I completely accept this. I would love this.
Because look, I mean, if you want to get stupid, get stupid.
That's what I mean. Like, let's fucking make this ridiculous.
Don't just go halvesies.
It's wrestling. It's by nature ridiculous.
Yeah, right? Wrestling is dumb.
I know. Sean was just giving me shit.
Wrestling is dumb because
I made him
weird.
Watch the Twitch stream of Impact because Joey Ryan, my favorite wrestler,
I'm not
of
giving
all time,
you shit.
Has signed with Impact and he was on their Bound for Glory pay per view. So I was trying to find the match he was in and Sean was just laughing at me and I'm like, let me enjoy my dick wrestling.
I'm not giving you.
Let me enjoy my dick wrestling.
I'm not giving you shit for that. I'm actually very happy that you enjoy this wrestling as much as you do. It's just, it's very amusing.
It's if somebody sat me down and said, Jen, make up a wrestler. I feel like Joey Ryan has sprung from my head fully formed because that's exactly what I would have figured, like pictured. I'd have been like, and he uses his dick to like suplex people over the top rope or whatever the fuck he does with his dong, and it just makes me really happy.
Yeah, no, I think it's great that Impact is actually embracing that too, because I feel like he's been in that promotion before and he didn't really get to do
dick wrestling.
I mean, maybe he wasn't really doing that act at the time.
He might not have been, because he certainly didn't do it on RuPaul's Drag Race when he was a guest. And what other place could you possibly do it besides RuPaul's Drag Race?
I think RuPaul needs to have another wrestling show.
I 100% agree, because I guarantee if you bring on Joey Ryan and they're like, he does this with his dick, everyone wants to see it.
They should do a RuPaul show and he could be there and you could bring in Fandango or Breezango.
Oh yeah, that would go over very
you
well.
Could, they would, you know, you can bring in Sasha Banks with her wigs.
She did have a wig reveal.
There's a lot of wig. You know, you could bring in a bunch of wig wrestlers. Yeah. You know, yeah. And it could be it'll be a fucking blast.
Well, yes, I feel drag and wrestling are very, very close.
It's pretty much
they have a kinship.
A lot of times when I'm watching Drag Race with you, if I'm watching it with you, I always just look and I go, this is exactly like wrestling.
Well, there is that YouTube show where drag queens review wrestling, and I should totally watch that. But they said the exact same thing when we heard them interview.
We should maybe look that up.
Is that they're so similar, and I'm like, what have I been fucking saying?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I am so glad other people see this.
Yes. I was going to make a point, but...
What's it about drag?
No, well, I was actually going to ask, like, you say that Joey Ryan is your ideal wrestler from your mind.
I mean, maybe not my ideal wrestler, but if like somebody was like, Jen, come up with the most ridiculous and hilarious wrestler you could possibly.
Well, okay, that makes sense.
It's like he sprung forth from
because
my mind.
I mean, because you're also a big fan of the Undertaker and all this goth shit.
I do love the goth shit, but I mean, if you were gonna be like, put together a wrestler that just brings you joy every single time you see this person, and give them the most ridiculous move you could possibly ever think of, it would be Joey Ryan.
You know what I think actually would be the perfect marriage of those two?
If Joey Ryan was some emo kid?
No.
But I love Joey Ryan's look. I don't want him to change that. I actually love that like super tanned, hairy-chested daddy looking motherfucker.
Right. No, I get that.
No, I love it.
No, I was thinking if Peter Steele was a wrestler.
Oh, and he was huge?
And he was just like the Undertaker kind of giant, but he also did...
He doesn't have I don't feel Peter Steele had the sense of humor.
No, what do you mean?
He did, but he took himself way too seriously. That's the thing. Joey Ryan doesn't take himself seriously.
Well, he did.
He does. He takes his career seriously, but he doesn't take the character of what he, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he takes his act seriously, yes. But he doesn't take, like...
He knows it's ridiculous.
He knows what he's doing, yes. And he knows that it's ridiculous. Yes. And he's ever... And people, yes. He doesn't give a fuck.
Exactly. And I feel like that's part of the appeal. I feel Peter Steele took himself far too seriously. Because I feel like I could see... Even though he had a good sense of humor.
Well, that's the thing. I could see him being such a humor and just be like, he's got this, like, this giant crank.
Yeah, but he's not going to ask dudes to touch his dick. Like, he's not going to walk on
stage. That's true. He did write, "I like boils."
Touch my dick. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's not going to scream, "Touch my dick," at whoever the fuck's in the ring with him.
Touch my dick.
But if he wrote a song called "Touch My Dick," I would have loved to hear that.
Actually, I can hear that in my head. I'm just trying to imagine, like, you know, like just
whoa,
and just like a big, like,
"Touch my dick,"
and then just a big, like, keyboard hit, like,
"Touch my dick." There we go. Yeah, and then he just plays his bass, which I have a piece of that, his bass string.
The thing that I used to love about...
R.I.P.
All right, yeah, R.I.P.
Oh, always makes me sad, man.
God, that's like...
it's like Phil Hartman.
Every yeah, right?
Time I just get sad. I'm like, oh, that's right.
If I'm if we're doing a we all fancy everything thing, we're drafting people to bring back from the dead.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Steele, Phil Hartman...
Everybody else can see.
And they're in their prime form.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, I'm certain Peter Steele wasn't, I think probably, you know, because he was always like sick a lot too. I think he had like a lot of problems. Maybe. Like, he died from like a heart attack or something.
I thought he committed suicide.
Or did he?
Died by suicide, excuse me.
I don't know.
I thought so, but I honestly don't know.
I thought he had like a... some sort of like heart condition or something.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
That's it. Regardless, it sucks that he's dead.
It does suck that he's
dead. And I was going to say, I like one of the things I really enjoyed about Peter Steele's aesthetic was that he would. There was, of course, that picture or that thing in the Black Number One video where he's playing the stand up bass upright.
Yes.
Or the upright bass, you know, holding it.
Yes.
Which apparently he hated.
What, hated having to do that?
He hated having, because everybody was like, oh, look, he's doing that. And that's everybody kind of associated with him. And then he's like, no, I actually play like a real bass, like an actual bass. I mean, it's not that a stand-up bass isn't a bass, but he would do that. People are like, oh, that's what this band does.
I'm trying to figure out how Peter Steele died. And I looked at Wikipedia and it says, Steele had a love for cats.
Yeah, he was a cat man.
It kept several as pets. In the booklet for 2009's Top Shelf edition re-release of Bloody Kisses, Steele confirmed that the album's dirge-like 11-minute title track had in fact been written about the death of a family cat he called Venus that he had owned for 17 years.
Oh, the death of the family? Is that the track from there? It's a death in a family. Oh, yeah, he's worried about a cat.
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, so there was that, but then there was also...
Oh, no. Aortic aneurysm.
Yeah.
Peter Steele died of an aortic aneurysm, initially reported as heart failure, on April 14th, 2010, at the age of 48.
Yeah.
So it was not suicide.
No, I knew. I thought it was a heart thing.
I thought, didn't they fake his death before and say he killed himself? Like,
I feel like that was a thing he did all the time.
That was a thing. I remember that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that was an actual thing.
Yeah.
No, but okay. So he used to play his bass, but like he had like his guitar strap was like a chain.
Yes, it was. It was an actual like big fucking chain.
I always appreciated that.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
That's fucking hardcore.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know what? Listen to some Type O Negative. You know,
because listen to some Type O Negative, especially in the fall. They are
I was just gonna say he's a big. He's not only like he was a cat man.
Yeah,
he's also a big tree man.
Oh yeah,
he loves parks. I
mean, he was also the size of a tree.
He was also a parks employee at some point.
Oh really?
I think that was like his gig as you know, probably before the band
mm-hmm.
got into its prime, and probably after. You know, I think he worked for the Parks Department.
Yeah.
You know, the Green Man, whatever. But yeah, shit. It's a good band.
It's a great band.
Well, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with our book for this week.
The Fire and Water Podcast Network is a collection of super friends plus Shag. So what could be more appropriate than a podcast about the super friends? It's For All Mankind, a Super Friends podcast, a read-through show about the classic DC comic book series covering all 47 issues of the original run, plus a few surprises. Hosted by me, Rob Kelly, and a rotating group of my super friends. Coming soon from the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
It all looks good to me.
All right, we're back here in Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week.
It's like a dick. A dick in the wrestling ring. I can't do it. That's it. That's all I got.
I don't know any other clear lyrics after the actual song.
I don't think there are any. I think that's it.
I think it just goes burn and there's some screaming. And
then, it's like a dick. A dick in the wrestling ring.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joey Ryan has gone goth. If you like absinthe and oh, we have fun.
Let's see. If you like black clothes and getting caught in the rain is still the same.
Yeah, the rain's still. If you're getting caught in the graveyard in the rain.
And hanging out by tombstones. Something like that.
Now I'm just imagining like Joey Ryan, but like just with a Peter Steele hair. But everything else is the same.
No, I don't ever want Joey Ryan to like stop with like the super hairy chested thing.
Yeah, no, he's
no, I appreciate that. I think I don't like the like, you know, personal aesthetics. Bring back those hairy chested men.
Yeah. I also feel too, this is what's actually great about his gimmick is that he could do like, he's like maybe like our age, maybe like a year or two younger or whatever. Yeah. But he could do this gimmick for like another 10, 15 years.
Of course he can. Why
and
not?
Still fucking clean up because
of course.
Because as long as he could still do moves and whatever,
yeah,
you know, I mean, he could ride that shit to everyone. He could tell, you know, all these other people to fuck off.
Also, he's very good at merch.
Oh yeah,
he's got so many shirts.
He has some great shirts.
He does. There's a couple I want to buy. There's one that it looks like a He-Man shirt, and it's like just him, and it's like Masters of the Dong or whatever. And I'm just like, come on, it's so good.
Yeah. No, that's good stuff. All right. Let's get to our book for this week, though. It is Halloween themed. Generation X number 22 from December 1996. It's our first time doing a Generation X book. And again, we don't really – I feel like we never really do a lot of X books because they're just
– they're so – it's very dense.
It is dense.
I think – I feel, personal opinion, it's hard to get into the X-Men because there's just so much going on.
Yeah, there's always a lot going on.
There's like a lot of backstory that you're just supposed to know, and I'm just like...
Well, we're going to give it a whirl this time. Generation X on the cover here, we've got what apparently is Emma Frost in a nightgown type deal, and she's just standing there, and behind her is Nightmare, creepy creature from the nightmare realm type deal, Dr. Strange villain. But yeah, here he is. He's behind her kind of just being huge. I think he has his mouth open. I just kind of realized that because I thought it was just like his top teeth, but you can see like his whole jaw, I think, is like open.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird.
It's not a very interesting cover, let's be honest.
No, it's not. So All Hallows Eve is the name of the title. And we got... we do the Simpsons gimmick where everybody's got some weird names. Like, for instance, Scott LaBelle, who's the writer of this book.
Ah, yes.
Spooky Scott LaBelle.
Yeah, they did basically like the Simpsons do.
Yeah, the Simpsons, like Treehouse of Horror. Richard Stalking Starkings, the famous letterer. That guy's done a lot of stuff. He was on an episode of Comics on Comics.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, so we start off with a scene, a Halloween type scene, and we got a bunch of kids. Well, we're focusing on so a lot of this episode or this book focuses on Generation X, and they are based in, I think, like Westchester or whatever it is, or maybe Boston or like one of those things, and they're out on the street in the neighborhood trick-or-treating because in the group there are kids in their group. We got Franklin Richards, who is technically a mutant, and he is currently parentless because his mom and dad are in the Heroes Reborn bullshit. So that's why he's just like, I guess I'm being adopted by Generation X. And we also have Artie and Leech, who are Morlocks, I think. And yeah, so they're just kind of dishing around here. I do like there's a little witch here in the beginning, kind of putting over Halloween. She says, anywho, welcome to mankind's most malefic night. Welcome to Halloween.
Yay.
Yay.
My favorite. Goth Christmas.
And we're in this town square, or wherever we're at. It looks like it's on the side of Castle. I'm trying to see where exactly this is. But this looks like a fucking nightmare.
Oh my God, this is awful. Scene. Fuck this. There's all these people, and especially a lot of children. And everybody's trick-or-treating, and I don't know if we're trick-or-treating or if there's a parade or if it's kind of both.
I don't know. It just looks like people.
It's just like a massive pile top humanity. Of people. It's awful.
It's really weird because like the kids, you know, the kids are very excited. You know, we've got they're thinking about eating candy and having a good time, and we've got all sorts of weird costumes. We got this one kid on like a tricycle. This has got like a creepy Jason mask.
Yeah, like, it's weird because they're kind of drawn. Cutesy scary.
Yeah, the art in this book I'm not very big fan of.
No, I'm not either, but they're like all drawn like they're supposed, I don't know, it's supposed to be scary, but it's also cute, which is my least favorite kind of scary.
Well, it's kind of like when they Impulse book. Like, you know how they draw those books, and I'm just like for DC, and I'm just like, it doesn't really do much for me. But yeah, we got some Easter eggs in here because you can see there's a Howard the Duck costume. Also in the background, too, and this is a character. I don't know if this character comes back up in the book again, but there's somebody dressed like M-Plate, who is was the very first villain of Generation X, like way back when it first started. So so Artie and Leech, they're out there with Paige or Husk, and Banshee. Who is wearing, because he's Irish, he is wearing a Celtics varsity jacket, appears to be.
Sure.
Oh, are you aware of Husk? Do you know what her power is?
No, and honestly, the way that she is drawn and the way Emma Frost is drawn, I thought they were the same person.
I was actually, for a second, I did get confused.
When we cut back, I was like, wait. And then I was like, oh, wait, these are two different people.
Yeah. So Husk is, her brother is...
She's a Fleetwood Mac album? Well, oh, no, that's Tusk.
Husk.
Ha, yes. Jokes.
Tusk.
By the way, I figured out the verse of Joey Ryan's song if he was goth.
Oh, you want to go ahead and lay that on us?
Do you want me to sing this to you?
Were you writing that just now?
Yes, that's what I was doing.
Let's get it over with.
He humors me. All right. I have to remember how the melody goes now.
It's like a
No. To his Pina Colada song.
If you like Pina Coladas.
If you like hanging by tombstones and getting caught in the rain. If you're not into color. If you have black lipstick. If you like sleeping in a coffin. And that's all I've got.
That's very good.
Thank you.
That's actually very good.
The black lipstick almost didn't work, but I made it work.
I like to sleep it in a coffin.
I know. I don't have the rest, though. I don't remember how the rest of the song goes after that part.
I just know, just like the pina coladas.
Yeah, it's like, if you like making love at midnight, and then I don't remember how the rest of it goes.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm the one that you something. I don't know. But there you go. I wrote it. That's what I was just doing when you were talking a minute ago. Sorry.
So Huska's power is she... Well, first of all, she's got the longest body of anybody in human history.
Oh, yeah, one of them long bodies.
Jesus Christ. I mean, it's like, I understand having long legs, but she's got, like, ridiculously long legs in this drawing here.
Yeah, and she's got those really long, like, femurs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, it's a giant femur.
Yeah. It's kind of upsetting, actually.
Also, Banshee is huge. Because look at him.
He's huge.
Because, like, and I don't remember, he's not, I don't remember him being, like, a fucking linebacker.
Oh.
But, like, look how big his hand is around her.
Yeah.
Like his finger, like his whole hand that like, covers her back.
Literally, like the heel of his hand is on one shoulder and you can see his fingers popping out of the other side.
Oh, man.
Which is terrifying, actually. Because he doesn't look like his hand should be that big.
No.
So it might be that, like, that sketch where John Cena played Trump and he had this giant hand.
Oh, maybe that's his costume. Maybe that's his costume. Where he's like, I'm John Cena as Trump.
John Cena as Trump in that SNL
But I'm also
sketch.
Wearing my boss. Well, John Cena is from Boston or from that area.
That's
maybe
true,
you know,
he is.
Is he John Cena? Is he kayfabe John Cena? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. So, well, Husk's power is that she has removable skin where there's extra layers underneath.
Oh, man. This actually kind of ties into the book we're going to read next week. There's lots of skin going on.
Yeah, we got some skin stuff going on.
So she can, like...
So basically, there's... Well, there's
so she sheds her skin like a fucking snake?
But she can have, like a real layer. Like, there's a point where... And I don't remember exactly how it works, because it's kind of weird, because you have to make it even, I guess. But at one point, she gets, like, mortally wounded or something like that, and they save her by, like... pulling all away all the layers of skin so that they get to the point where there's no wound.
Ew.
I don't know, but I don't know. I don't
My
know.
My skin.
Yeah, right. It's that's what I remember.
That's gross, actually, and very upsetting.
Yeah, it's very terrible.
Can it be one of those things like somebody thinks she's standing there and they go to grab her and it just, she crumbles because it's just a skin?
Maybe.
I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, I mean, she could probably...
It's fucking exoskeleton.
But I don't know if it's something where she... I mean, because obviously she wears an outfit. Like, she's wearing clothes, you know? So it's like... I mean, I would only imagine it only maybe works...
Maybe she leaves this clothes on the skin.
Wait, what?
Maybe she sheds the skin and dresses it.
Oh, okay.
And then it's fucking weird. Maybe she just has to always carry around a duffel bag with extra clothing.
Oh, man. X-Men duffel bag. just hurts. Like, hang on, look at my duffel bag. I need more clothes
because I'm going to leave my weird skin all over the place. It's really upsetting for everybody involved.
So we cut to
this a monster truck.
Well, this is the thing. This again, the art in this is just wacky.
Yeah.
We cut to a monster
it's
truck
too cute.
Driving down a Massachusetts road, and this monster truck is fucking like Bigfoot, like it's gigantic. It's chasing after a rabbit here that looks like a person in a rabbit costume.
Yeah.
Being chased, but it's not. And they're listening to Anthrax. Mm-hmm. How I know that is because they're listening to Antisocial.
Oh, leave the bunny alone.
Yeah, leave it alone. Mm-hmm. And they're on their way. It's a bunch of ne'er-do-wells on their way. One of these guys looks like Plastic Man.
Yeah.
With his glasses here.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's like the Newsboy Legion grew up. Like, they just look like a bunch of chuds.
Yeah.
And they're on their way to egg the Xavier School. And as they're on their way to do that, they are encountered by Chamber. So, because this is Chamber. Chamber is an X-Man who when his power manifested, it blew out like his lower jaw and part of his chest, so he constantly has like an energy thing coming out of there.
Mm.
And that's his thing.
How does he talk?
Telepathically.
Oh, well, yeah, at least get that.
But that's the thing, and I think he basically
So does he just have it's like Bray Wyatt's lantern?
Yes. But right. Like no jaw. Just constant light coming out of your chest and your bowel mouth.
Ew.
Yeah.
Gross.
So, yeah. But that's what he does. And he's there to encounter this truck. And basically they see him and they're like, ah, shit, let's get out of here. You know. Because they catch these guys about to egg their place. And so he's out there looking like a creepy skull, Chamber is. And then Skin is there. Skin is... he has like 6 feet of extra skin.
See how? Why are there so many skin-based skin-based characters in this book? About Husk, we've got just a guy named Skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that just sounds like, you know, your brother. Like if you had like an older brother in the '80s who like knew a guy who lived like underneath a bridge His name would be Skin. He'd be like, yo, bro, we got to go see Skin. He's going to, like, hook us up with weed or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I think of when I think of Skin.
My Skin.
Also my Skin.
Yeah, and then this is Em right here. She's, like, basically, like, a Wonder Woman mm-hmm. kind of thing. And
sure.
She's, like, you know, she's super strong, and she picks up this truck, and they're all freaking out. And Jubilee's there, because Jubilee's a part of this group, too. So, yeah.
With an updated outfit.
Yeah, she's looking hip.
Yeah.
She also got long-ass legs.
Yeah.
Big feet, too. She got clown feet.
Everybody in this fucking book has long-ass legs. I do miss Jubilee's outfit from the 90s, from the 90s X-Men show, which was so cheesy.
Yeah.
But she does not look like that now.
No, she's all...
She's all cool.
She's all hip now.
Yeah, too hip.
So they're sitting there, and they're like, all right, well, we took care of these idiots. And then Emma Frost, who's like... Her and, like, Banshee kind of, like, run this school, because Emma Frost used to be a heel, and now she's not. So now she's, like, you know, she's sitting there, and she's like, huh, you know, probably not good that they're fucking with the locals with their powers, yeah. But it's nice to see them, like,
out
being friends. And, you know, it's obviously we're only, like, almost, like, 2 years into this team,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they're just like, oh, well, you know, she's like, oh, you know, things are going okay. I'm doing okay. I'm over here. I'm having to think. And then Nightmare is kind of creeping on her.
And well, like, he shows up and he's like, hey, Emma Frost, let's spend the entirety of this book just talking.
Yeah.
That's literally what happens in this book.
Yeah. So she shows up in the thing and he's like, basically like,
hello, it's me, Nightmare.
Yeah.
She's like, go away. And he's like, no, I'm here to tell you about her. Like, he's trying to tell Emma about this woman.
Yes.
Who is, like, a danger.
Well, he needs her help.
To stop this woman.
To stop this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And Emma Frost is like, look, you've been, like, fucking with me for, like, a while. Because apparently he was at, like, a cookout. And she's like, she senses him. She's been sensing him. Like,
yeah,
farting around.
I'm not sure if it's ever clear if she can actually see him.
No, she can see him.
Oh.
She knows he's there. Like,
because he's always behind her.
No, I think, I don't know, maybe not. But yeah, so she's...
So they start talking, and then we cut back to that weird Halloween parade party thing. They're talking to the kid. And,
yeah. Well, there's a woman dressed as a witch, and she's, like, being creepy to these kids. And they're just kind of talking about, like, Franklin and how he's probably sad because he has no family.
Yeah, his parents are dead.
And, like, Banshee's like, I'm eating this giant hot dog. Like, he's literally eating this gigantic hot dog he's holding with two hands. And
since he has such freakish, like, John Cena hands in that sketch.
That's a big hot dog.
That's, I don't even know what the fuck
that's
is.
Like.
That's like if you took, like, a one of those huge.
Party subs? Bag,
yeah, like a party sub, but it was a fucking hot dog instead.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, he's eating a 12-inch hot dog.
12-foot hot dog.
12-foot hot dog.
12-foot hot dog.
Yeah.
How did you cook that?
Very slowly.
Also, would you want to?
You'd have to cook it in the ocean, I think.
Yeah, like, how?
You'd have to cook, throw
in
it in the ocean.
A fucking kiddie pool, one of those plastic kiddie pools.
How do you cook a 12-foot hot dog?
I mean, we do have that pool.
We could throw it in a pond, and they get, like, Superman to, like, heat the pool.
Yeah.
Heat the water, and then be like, your hot dog's done, Banshee. And he'd be like, great, give me this giant bun.
Yeah. Well, that's when
But then you'd have to clean up the hot dog because it'd be all full of fucking swamp water.
Well, I'm saying we have one of those. You know, we have a kiddie pool.
It's not 12 foot, though.
Well, you could kind of.
Would you coil it?
Maybe if you could.
Well, if it breaks.
I don't know.
I have to eat the whole thing as is.
Would you like to be alone with the hot dog?
Yeah. Just me in the yard just eating this giant hot dog.
Just laying and you're just keeping it behind the couch and shit like that Simpsons episode.
Well, I don't know. I mean, gee, if it was a 12-foot hot dog, I'd have to, like, snake around these two couches.
Well, remember when Homer had that huge sub and he would just leave it everywhere? And shit, Marge was like, would you like
3 more feet and I can fit it in the fridge.
And Marge was... And he's like, Marge, I want to be alone with the sub now, please. With the sandwich.
It's like, you're going to eat it, aren't you? And he's like, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but they're just like, oh, we're hanging out with these kids. Isn't this great?
Yeah, there's this part where he's like, is this the part where she tells him, like, oh, my parents are gone too, but they're, like, in the stars? Or is that later?
what's his face's Banshee's daughter or whatever. Like yeah. she asks, like she brings up Paige brings up Banshee's daughter, and then they're interrupted by somebody dressed like Omega Red, which is sure. just because there's a lot of like random people just kind of like going up to them going, bah!
Yeah,
and it's
because it's like haunted house slash parade.
Well, I don't know what it is.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know what it is.
There are some badass costumes in this parade.
Yeah.
You know?
It's serious here.
Yeah. So basically, like, Nightmare, go back to Nightmare. Nightmare's like, look, I got kicked out of my own house.
Yeah.
You know, I got kicked out of the Nightmare realm.
Kind
of
why I hang out with you.
And I need you to help me with...
I know, you're just sitting at your makeup table.
You know, I need you to help me because you're like a telepath or whatever, and you could probably, you know, help me with this interloper, he calls her.
Yeah, and then Emma Frost is like, dude, I'm not going to help you. By the way, here, I'm taking off my bathrobe. Check out my titties.
Yeah.
And he's like, ugh.
Yeah, she's having a nice naked sleep.
This is the part I didn't get because I always thought Emma Frost's power was that she just had like diamond skin.
That's only in the movie.
Oh.
No, wait.
No,
I think
it has diamond skin, like in real like in the
No,
book.
She does eventually, but...
But she has more powers than that.
Well, she's a very powerful telepath.
Okay.
First and foremost, she's a very powerful telepath.
Okay.
To the point where she's, like, right up there with Xavier and stuff like okay. that. Like, she's not quite there, but she's there.
Yeah, yeah.
She did do the diamond skin at some point, but I don't know if it was always a thing that was came much later than this.
Oh, okay.
Because by the time they did the... movies.
Yeah, she's supposed to be all shiny.
She had the shiny, like, did January Jones do that in the movie? Yeah, yes. I think that's like, she was doing the diamond skin there.
And then she had a sister in the movie, which I can't remember her sister's name. But then she just, like, snaps her fingers and we get, like, a blank panel.
Yeah, she shuts the light off because she's like, get the fuck out of here. She's like, you know, whatever.
She's got, like, instead of a clapper, she's got a snapper.
Snapper.
Then we cut back to the Halloween thing. They're like, hey, that old guy has a crazy Omega Red costume.
Yeah.
People are laughing.
Somebody randomly goes up to them. They're just two people just standing there. One dude's eating a hot dog. The other one's just got long legs. And somebody in the Omega Red costume, who is a known X-Men villain, goes up to him and is like, blah. They're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This is bullshit. And they're just like, get out of here.
Is this where she tells him? Yeah. This is where they tell the kid.
This is where
they tell
Franklin.
I'm sad. I don't have parents. And then she's like, yeah, I don't have parents either. They like went to live in the stars. But I carry them with me in my heart. And he's like, oh, I can feel them in my heart, too. And everybody hugs. And Banshee's just like, and then we're back with Emma Frost. And she snaps her fingers again. And the light comes back on. And then she's like, what the fuck, Nightmare? And then they have more conversation about, I don't even know.
Well, he's like, look, he says, I know no one took over your dream dimension. You're just looking for a way out. And he's like, well, technically, I escaped from this woman.
Yeah.
So I really need your help, Emma Frost. You are like... my only
help
hope.
Help me, Emma Frost. You're my only hope.
And she's like, look, you know, I can invade. She's like, I think she wants him, wants her to invade his dream, invade the dream realm, invade dreams. I can invade dreams, but I can't actually go to like another realm. So you should just go back and everything will be okay.
Right.
And then we're back in Halloween. Oh, they're in Vermont, actually.
Oh, I see.
They're in Vermont. They're hanging out on Ben and Jerry Street.
Uh-huh.
Bernie Sanders is there, and he's like,
sure, healthcare for everybody.
He's like, giving health
care and weed,
healthcare and candy and weed, and hot dogs, 12-inch hot dogs. I want everybody to have a 12-inch hot dog.
I mean,
everybody, there's like a giant hot dog across America, and everybody's gonna take a bite.
I mean, after you smoke the weed that he wants to give everybody, you might need to eat that big hot dog. He's trying to think of everything.
We're making a wall, but it's gonna be made out of a giant hot dog.
We're going to put it around to Colorado, which is apparently a fucking border state.
And if you want to enter the country, you have to eat through the hot dog. But it's a lot of hot dog.
Do you have to eat the whole thing or just whatever sections?
You have to eat the whole section, but it's very high. Like, you have to eat your way.
Or are like, we talking you, like, is this a high hot dog?
Big.
Like a tall big, hot dog?
Big.
Not just a long hot dog.
Big. It's very big.
I don't think you could ever cook this thing.
Oh.
I was thinking it was.
Oh,
like,
we could do anything we want.
Like
America.
A regular with hot dog, just in extreme length, because then you can just walk up to him and go, like eat half of it.
No, we need to really enforce the border, so we need to make it also hot, like a wide hot, like a.
I really feel that if you pitch hot dog wall to Trump, he'd probably go with it because he's like, I like hot dogs.
My skin is like a hot dog. If I could maybe absorb myself into the hot dog and I could be a part of the wall and I could just travel through the hot dog skin and it, you know, make sure people, nobody comes in.
I'm sure Trump loves a hot dog. If you could actually work in a Big Mac or maybe some fried chicken into this hot dog wall, I think you'd really be on board.
We're making a moat. And it's nothing but
it's milkshakes and Diet Coke.
It's nothing but the secret Big Mac sauce.
Also, sharks with lasers on their heads.
Sharks with lasers swimming in the. We also have
swimming in Big Mac sauce.
We also have fire hoses full of horsey sauce to blow people away. You know what? It's not a bad idea. I'm just saying.
You know, at this point, why
not? That's what I'm saying. Every idea, everything's in play.
Everything is in play now.
Everything's in play.
Every fucking thing. There are literally no limits. Does that sound like a crazy idea? Doesn't fucking matter. Just throw it out there.
If you can think it, we can do it. America.
I mean, at this point.
A lot of people cooking a hot dog, I'll tell you that.
Maybe you can like blowtorch it.
Yeah, you got to blowtorch it. I mean,
if it's high, it's not like a regular with hot dog.
We need to hire a dragon to put fire on it.
China sent in a dragon.
China sent a dragon.
Like, nobody tell him it's not real.
China's got dragons.
Nobody tell him dragons aren't real.
I watched a documentary on HBO. It's called Game of Thrones. It's set in China. It's setting dragons.
They had a wall. Are we sure that he just doesn't think Game of Thrones is real? He watched Game of Thrones. He went, "Yeah, we could build one of those."
Yeah. This is Westeros, right?
Yeah,
we're United States of Westeros. Oh, brother. Mm-hmm. Anyways,
so we're back in Vermont.
I don't know what's going on because we kind of see this on the bottom here. There's like these monsters.
There's also like Banshee, like things about his daughter, and she's like floating in the sky.
Where? Oh, there she is.
Yeah, and I'm like, she kind of looks like Sailor Moon.
His daughter was older.
She looks like Sailor Moon. I don't fucking know. Oh, maybe he's thinking about when she was young.
I thought his daughter.
And who's this? What is this up here?
I don't know. That's the thing.
What is this?
There's a Frankenstein. There's monsters. Because there's monsters.
There's
like
a Frankenstein. So hold on. There's a Frankenstein at the very top of the page. There's like a white space around the panels.
Yeah.
At the very top of the page. And this Frankenstein is literally like peering in over the panel.
But then you also have like these other like Todd McFarlane monsters.
Yeah.
Standing around. There's some sort of story going on here. I don't know.
It's very strange whatever's happening in Vermont.
Yeah, Vermont's fucked.
Yeah.
But then we
fucking maple
we
syrup,
get to the end here and, you know, she's basically.
Oh, yeah. She goes like to sleep. Emma Frost.
Emma Frost has a dream. And then
she has like a real fucked up dream.
Well, he's trying to like in a way like corrupt her dream because, you know, she works for Xavier now, but she's like, look, you know, shit's going to go south. You know, it's not going to be what Xavier wanted.
Right.
So it's coming. You know, you better watch out. She wakes up from this nightmare.
Not wearing clothes, I don't
know. Oh, she's having a nice naked sleep. She's like that woman in
The movie Nightmare.
She's in the Nightmare.
In the movie.
How about
Nightmare?
That?
Yeah.
So she's like, yo, you thank me by tucking a nightmare. Because he's like, his nightmare shows up and he's like, hey, thank you. And she's like, you gave me a nightmare. Why are you thanking me? And he's like, hey, that was just how this shit's going to be.
Yeah.
It's coming soon. So next issue, it begins. Yeah. And we have our, that's it for the story. We have our letters page, Great Expectations.
Meh.
Yeah. I mean,
could be
you
worse.
Know, they're running out of X puns.
Yeah.
So they got to do something. Would you want to read the next issue of this?
Probably not. And I say that just because, like, I feel there's so much, you know, like I said earlier, there's just so much going on with the X-Men that I feel like I need a primer before I dive in.
Yeah.
Like, I would need to start at, like, issue number one of Generation X. But also have read an entire wiki on what the fuck happened up until that point, because you know they're going to mention it and bring everything in.
Mm-hmm.
There's just, it's very dense, and there's a lot going in, a lot of history I feel you have to know.
Yeah.
In order to truly appreciate what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of how it is, man. It's just, it's... The X books, I mean, I do appreciate the X-Books in some regards, and I have some stuff that I'm looking forward to reading. Like, for instance, like Mutant Massacre and Inferno. Like, I want to get into those stories, and I know that they're, you know, I used to actually listen to it, and I kind of fell off of it. It was the Jay and Miles Explain the X-Men.
Yeah.
Which was basically them just going through,
is that
like,
still around?
It probably is. They were doing the show, and they would just talk, like, they were going through, like, issue by issue,
right,
and kind of just, they would pick up on certain, like, spinoffs and talk about those, and so.
I feel that's, like, what you really need if you're going to get into the X.
It's actually, if it's,
explainer.
If it's still out there, which I'm pretty sure it is, it's a pretty good show,
yeah,
to get yourself updated on the X-Men, like, and just picking up, like, I think they kind of pick up, like, in the 80s, like, they don't start from X-Men 1.
Right, which
you know,
but they
go through a lot of it. So I think it's definitely, if you're looking for that, that's cool. I mean, I know there's probably a ton of other X-Men podcasts out there, but regardless, you know, yeah, that's our take on it. But yeah, thanks for listening, folks. That's it for this issue of Generation X number 22 from December 1996. I want to thank everybody for listening, and thank you for supporting the show. Of course, give us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts if you think we deserve it. Give us whatever you think we deserve. And please tell your friends about the show. And where can you find us on social media?
I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And I am at Angry Hero Sean on Instagram and Twitter. I did this out of order.
I know. I got all confused.
I know.
I was like, wait, what? And then I didn't know what I was doing.
But we did it.
We did it. Oh, and I'm also writing X-Files review, jenstansfield.wordpress.com, if you want to hear more of my bullshit.
Go for it.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.